Welcome, Tale Tellers. Today's episode is a continuation of the previous episode, A No Sleep by Not Ready to Adult, the title being, I Wish My Guardian Chose Someone Else. I'll include the link to this episode and its previous one, as this is the second of a four-part series, so you're halfway there. And let's just say, loads more stories in the back burner to come. Before we jump right in, I have to say I've noticed a couple of new fans popping up. In fact, from my place of origin, Australia. The places in particular, and you can correct me Aussies, is Edmonton in Eastwood and Sydney. A shout out to you mates in Australia. Thank you so much for listening. I'm tempted to lay on the old Aussie accent, super thick. Alright, let me give it a shot. Shout out to you mates in Australia. Thank you so much for listening. I bet you all the Aussies are saying, we sound nothing like it, mate. Nothing like it at all. Now, jokes aside, let's get back to more shout-outs. And also Springdale, Arkansas, and Parkson, AZ. Cheers for listening. Now, onto some individuals that support this channel. Troy Shaw, you awesome guy, you. Thank you so much for the support. I appear to be either making far less audio skips or you've just completely given up. So thanks. Thanks for your support, mate. Either way, cheers. The Mastercraft, otherwise known as Jace, he's actually sent his own story in that I'm working on. So I need to read that and do a bit of the old narration. And you'll see that up on this channel, hopefully within this week. That's the goal. Thank you so much, mate, for the support. The Mad Catter, as always, thank you for your support. Also, check out his channel, Lamis Ibram 3, Quasar Bolt, Brianna Foster, Rumble de Bumble, Gilberto Mola, Megan Jones, All Diddy, Jashiko Rondon, I hope I got that right, Podcast Delivery, and the Crazy Town Podcast. Their latest episode is $80,000 Facebook Post and Animals We Could Beat in a Fight. Seriously, the title alone is amazing, so give them a chance. And thank you, listeners, for supporting me. If you do like this episode, take 2 seconds to click that like button. It makes the world a difference, because essentially your likes get people to see it, and more people seeing it helps me share these stories to everyone around the world. So a special thank you to you. Now, you know what time it is. Time to turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something different. I've got a little while now to tell more of the story, and I've decided to give my guardian a name for the first time. I think I never did because naming it made it, I don't know, more human? It's always been so other that it didn't seem right, but it's hard to tell our story with just pronouns. Therefore, I shall forever call my guardian Wrath because of everything that's happened. It's a bit cheesy, but I hope the rest of my story will help you understand how fitting it truly is. I got called away right after Wrath murdered the burglar, so I'll start with the immediate aftermath. I laid on the floor, bleeding and horrified, for a long time before I could summon the bravery to move. The man's bulging eyes, watching from a head that looked over the wrong side of his shoulders, stared at me as if judging me for the sudden violence of his death. I knew he would have likely murdered me after he was finished, but I couldn't help but feel guilty even then, that he was dead because he had met me. Wrath remained near the ceiling while I struggled to get up, but then came down to put invisible support behind my shoulders, when my knees nearly buckled at my weight. His touch felt cold and wrong through my torn shirt, as if I was being touched by something only just tangible enough to perceive. Blood dripped onto the floor between my feet as I wobbled across the floor to the landline on the wall. Even though cellular phones were already very popular at the time, my mother just couldn't let herself lose her landline, so we still had an old corded phone attached to the wall by the refrigerator. I shuffled over, Wrath keeping close behind all the way in case I fell, and picked up the phone. As soon as my finger dialed the second one of 911, he vanished, gone from one instant to the next as if he was never there. At this point, all hell broke loose. The police arrived within minutes, my mother close behind, and I endured round after round of questioning. Why didn't I run? How did his neck get snapped? Was I sure no one else had come into the house? What really happened? My mum stayed by my side throughout all of it, calmly holding my hand. She knew already what had happened, because she was the only person in all the world who believed me about Wrath. Dr. Darkley thought I had made him up as a coping mechanism. The police thought I was covering for my father's real murderer. This time, I didn't bother telling the truth and just feigned ignorance, trying as hard as I could to look the shocked victim. I already had to visit Dr. Darkley, and I didn't want them to put me back in the hospital. It took months, but they finally stopped trying to force new answers out of me. I knew that they knew I was hiding something, but the lies were so much more believable than the truth. At this point, I didn't even mind lying, because I was so grateful to have someone there to save me. It wasn't until 3 months into 8th grade when I met my first bully that I realized how quickly such a gift could become a terrible and brutal curse. Due to missing the enrollment period while in the psychiatric hospital, I had to go to pre-K while other 5-year-olds were in kindergarten. This was never a problem, but in 8th grade, a boy named Skylar discovered I was a year older than everyone else and decided that meant I was too stupid to be with the 9th graders. He hounded me incessantly, calling me Molly the Retardy every day and taking great pains to cause me misery each day. All of this was tolerable, mostly because he's so unoriginal with his techniques. Until he shoved me down one day during break, sending me to the floor and busting open my lip on a rock. In a burst of ear-popping pressure, Wrath was there, and he gathered Skylar up like a sack of potatoes. I screamed, desperate for Wrath not to hurt the boy. But my cries went only partially heeded. Instead of killing Skylar, a wicked snap sounded through the air, followed immediately by Skylar's agonizing screaming. Wrath had snapped his right femur like a toothpick, leaving the sharp sides of one side protruding gruesomely from his flesh. The sight made me instantly sick to my stomach and I vomited violently, while others screamed and gathered around us. Wrath had let the poor boy go just as soon as he inflicted the punishing wound, and then left as quickly as he came, leaving me alone with a horribly wounded bully and a school of children scrambling for some adult for guidance. I ended up in the psychiatric hospital for 3 months after that, all because I couldn't keep my big mouth shut. When Principal Dudley arrived at the scene, phone in hand dialing 911, I was a rambling mess, sobbing over a pool of vomit and begging for forgiveness. "I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't control it. He's so strong. He's too strong." Mother fought and fought to get me back, but they wouldn't give in until I'd gone through a thorough evaluation. They diagnosed me with PTSD, bipolar disorder, and depression all at once, and then loaded me up with medication. For a full year, I had no emotions left, medically lobotomized from the trauma of Wrath's revenge. When they finally let me start to come off my medication, I was 13 and enrolled in a new high school in a city on the other side of the state. I hated that my mother was forced to flee because of Wrath and my stupidity, but there was no other way to distance ourselves from the rumors and staring and hate. I wouldn't meet him again until just 2 years ago on my 16th birthday. If I knew that Skylar was just a prelude of what was to come, I would have begged to stay in the hospital to the day I died. Well, what a story. Thank you, Not Ready to Adult, a gripping sequel to the story, I Wish My Guardian Chose Someone Else. Talk about snap, crackle, pop, go those bones. This Wrath is definitely not to be messed with. Stay tuned for tomorrow's third installment of this No Sleep episode. It gets even more intense. I cannot wait to bring it to your ears. Also, support this channel with a big old like so people know we exist. That'd be great. Follow to know exactly when these episodes come out, and repost if you can to share these stories around. Oh, and if you're on a iTunes platform, would love to get a 5 out of 5 star rating if you do love these episodes. Let me know you do on the rating charts. It goes a long way, trust me. So if you do, I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. Well, Tale Tellers, this is a place where stories live and you Tale Tellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.